Welcome to Your Money, Bakersfield.com's podcast, where we search out smart ways to spend your hard-earned cash.
Hi, I'm multimedia editor Jennifer Baldwin. Going through bankruptcy can be a humbling and frustrating experience. Bakersfield bankruptcy lawyer Philip Gillette talked with business reporter Ryan Schuster about how the process works. He also cleared up some common misconceptions.
What should the average consumer know about bankruptcy?
Well, the first thing I think the average consumer should know is that bankruptcy is still available. There's a common misconception related to the new law last year that when it was passed, that bankruptcy wasn't available. But the simple fact of the matter is bankruptcy still is available. Some of the other things they might want to know that you should consider bankruptcy early on in the financial process. It seems to me that most people come to bankruptcy at a point when they have no other options and they've sort of backed themselves into a wall. And often I think consulting with someone early on in the process is helpful to them. The last thing I think is pretty important is to know why most people file bankruptcy. And most people file bankruptcy related to job loss, medical problems, or divorce. The studies that are out there have shown that consistently those are the things that cause financial problems, and those are the problems that people who go into bankruptcy have.
Is there something people can do to prevent it, not getting too overextended and being month to month with your bills?
Well, obviously, setting up a budget and figuring out how much money you actually have, keeping track of where expenses go, those type of things. And obviously, the less sort of debt you have is obviously better, which those are all things that the consumers have control over.
At what point should you consider filing for bankruptcy?
Well, I think that's a decision that's very personal. One of the things that people struggle with in bankruptcy is sort of the ethical, emotional, and sort of sense of obligation to pay your debts, and that varies widely from person to person. When I do consultations with people, I always tell them it's not my job to tell you when it is to file bankruptcy or not to file bankruptcy. My job is to tell you, here's what your options are, here's what the law can do for you, and now it's up to you to decide what to do with that.
How does filing for bankruptcy help people?
Well, I think that the main thing that it does for people is that it eliminates the stress. There's a high amount of stress associated with creditors calling, with getting served with judgments, lawsuits, that type of thing, their checks getting garnished, bank levies. And I think it allows them to spend their income on more pleasurable things, and it gives them the fresh start that the bankruptcy code always envisioned for them. Also, another sort of significant thing that filing bankruptcy does is people that are behind on houses that are in foreclosure, it gives them time to cure the default and keep their home, and it also would do the same thing in a car that they're behind on that's going to get repossessed or already has been repossessed. It would give them time to cure those defaults and keep that property. And the creditor would end up getting paid, so that's sort of a win-win for everybody.
How has bankruptcy law changed recently?
Well, I think the most important thing that's happened is the laws and filing bankruptcy has become more complex, there's more hoops to jump through, and there's more red tape. You're now required to do a pre-bankruptcy credit counseling prior to filing bankruptcy, which is not a significant burden. Basically, most of the firms charge between $30 and $50. You can do it on the internet, over the phone, or in person, and generally it takes about an hour and a half of your time. You get your certificate, and then you're eligible to file for bankruptcy. The other thing that probably was significant was a means testing system for the person's budget was implemented. And the way that it works, basically, previous to the bankruptcy law changes, you set up a budget that showed what your income and expenses were and presumably showed either you couldn't pay your debt or how much you could pay. And the way that that budget was that you were allowed to deduct reasonable and ordinary expenses that were necessary for the support of your family, and you'd use the average over the past 12 months. What the new law did is also created a sort of second test using the IRS budget standards and other predetermined amounts where it's more of a mechanical or an objective test where they tell you you can deduct this, 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 and so much per month depending on where you live and those type of things. You have to now meet both sort of tests in order to do a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which would give you a complete discharge of your debt without paying any of your creditors anything. The other thing that's important about that is that mechanical means test only applies to debtors whose incomes are above the state median income. And fortunately for the Central Valley, that's helpful to our residents because the state median income for a family of four is about $68,000. So if you're below that, you still basically use the just the one test that was used prior to the law change. It's the people that are above that that may have to pay more of their debt than they previously had to. And I think the last change that I've seen that has affected debtors on a large scale is that tax debts that are over 3 years old, if the returns weren't filed at least 2 years ago, are no longer dischargeable.
How much does it cost to file for bankruptcy?
A basic Chapter 7 case here in the Bakersfield area, most Chapter 7 practitioners are charging $1,200 plus the court filing fee of $299. So you're looking right around $1,500 to do that. A basic Chapter 13 case, which is the reorganization, is about $3,500 plus a court filing fee of $274. However, most attorneys will start those reorganizations with $500 plus the filing fee. So for under $800, you can get a Chapter 13 started, and the rest of your payments are paid as part of your monthly payment through the plan. So it's relatively inexpensive, especially considering the amount of debt that debtors are often able to get out from under.
How does it affect your credit, and how long does it take to stay on your record?
Right. The credit effect varies somewhat. One of the things, the common misconceptions that I've seen is that people have this perception that you go from great credit to bad credit because you filed bankruptcy. When the reality is, I think a lot of people who had bad credit filed bankruptcy and then blame their bad credit on the bankruptcy. But it's been my understanding that the worst thing you can do for your credit is to make late payments on your installment payments. So while no one knows exactly the effect of bankruptcy on your credit, obviously it's a penalty. But like any penalty, if you've made a late payment last month, it hurts your credit a lot worse than it is 5 years from now. So while in a Chapter 7, the simple liquidation bankruptcy, it stays on your report for 10 years from the date of filing. In Chapter 13, it stays on your report 7 years from the date of filing. The penalty to your credit lessens as time goes on.
How long does it take to recover financially from filing for bankruptcy?
Well, that's sort of a loaded question, I guess. Depends on what your definition of recovery is. But when you file a Chapter 7 or simple liquidation, you get your discharge as quickly as 4, 5, 6 months. And basically, when you come out of there, you're going to come out with all your unsecured debt gone. You're going to have your home, your cars, and get the fresh start that the bankruptcy code contemplated. So while after 6 months, there are certainly ramifications to your credit report, as far as your expenses and overhead, those have certainly been reduced.
Catch the Your Money podcast next week with more money-saving tips.